I have a friend. His name is Jim. And he's a professional potter. Lives in North Carolina. He makes these amazing and beautiful clay jars that are on display all over the country. He says that what really matters in making a beautiful clay jar is the clay. But when I look at his work, I realize what really matters is the artist, because he can take Play-Doh and make something beautiful out of it. Indeed, it is the skill of the artist that matters. The Apostle Paul describes us as clay jars. Each one of us was formed and fashioned after the will of God, our Creator. We come in different shapes, different sizes, different colors. We are all beautiful and precious to God, who is incapable of creating anything inferior. Psalm 139 says, "It was God who formed our inward parts. It is God who combined our form within our mother's womb. We praise God because we are fearfully and wonderfully made." Indeed, God does not make junk. I appreciate that, because sometimes our society too easily throws people away or casts them aside or gives them labels that is anything other than that they are a creation of God's hand. But we have only to look as far as Jesus, who sat and ate with and spoke to the sinners of his generation, to understand that to God we are all precious and beautiful and beloved. One of the functions of clay jars within the temples of the past, many, many, many years ago, was to store the treasure of ancient scrolls of sacred texts. The priests would roll up the scrolls and then place them inside these clay jars in order to preserve and keep them safe. In this way, they were kept from week to week, but they were also kept from generation to generation. Like the clay jars of the past, we, you and I, are also treasure bearers. The Apostle Paul lets us know in 2 Corinthians that God has placed the treasure of his word within us. In the Greek version of the Bible, the language that was written in the original text, the word for treasure is thesauron. It is the root word of our English word, thesaurus. And when we translate it into English, it translates into treasure, yes, but there's also another translation for that word. It is also storehouse, basically the storehouse of precious things. Therefore, another way of looking at what Paul said can be that you and I are clay jars that become the storehouse of God's precious word. We are clay jars that possess the life-giving knowledge of God made known to us through Jesus Christ. Therefore, God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has filled our lives with light when we saw and understood God through the face of Jesus. I don't know if you're like me, but I don't remember when I didn't know God. I don't remember when I didn't know God. It just seems as though I've always known God. Some people are not like that. I have her friend who never went into a church, never even thought about God until she was 36 years old. But I don't remember not knowing God because of my parents, who, even though they didn't go to church, made sure I went to Sunday school every single day, every single Sunday. And they did that so that these treasures of God's word would be passed on to my sister and me. And therefore, we grew up with this treasure already within us. Now, what's interesting about that is when I walked away from the church for several years and said I was never going back there, when I end up coming back to the church, to my amazement, it's almost as though the Spirit of God just set this word alive and ablaze within me. And I realized that the treasure that had been planted within me from when I was a child had never really left. Even though physically I had left the church, the treasure was still there. That's an amazing gift for any parent to give their children. So many people, my brothers and sisters, don't have that. They don't know God. They're wrestling with challenges, dealing with issues, struggling through life, and they don't realize that there is a Lord who is able to see them through anything. How life-giving it is to know God. That is why I love to see people bring their children and their grandchildren and even other people's children to the church. Because we have this opportunity then to pass on the treasure of God's word to the next generation so that they too might become treasure-bearing clay jars. It's a precious gift to give them because God is still speaking. When we think about the story of the little boy Samuel, we realize how important it is to be open to the voice of God and be in a spiritual state of listening so that when God speaks, we're able to hear and we're able to respond because as clay jars, we become functional vessels for the Lord. Indeed, God wants to use us that we might be servants of God. In the story of Samuel, when God called him the fourth time, remember the story, God called Samuel three times. And each time God calls Samuel, Samuel goes back to Eli and says, "Yes, you called me." And every time Eli says, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." But the fourth time, Eli responds. And he says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." How was he able to do that? Well, it was because of Eli. It was because of Eli who realized that God was calling the young boy even when Samuel didn't even know God's voice. Who are the Elis among us? Less and less young people are going into ministry to serve the Lord. It's not because God isn't calling. I think it's because there are less and less Elis willing to help them discern the voice of God in their lives. How many among us are being called and simply haven't yet realized it? How many of us see Samuels all around and have remained quiet to what God is doing in their lives? God wants to use us. Lastly, like clay jars, we are fragile. Now, that's not a negative. That just is. We are fragile. We bruise when we are hit. We bleed when we are cut. We even break. I remember a time when a friend of mine hurt my feelings. It wasn't as though I had never been hurt before, but this time it was so unexpected that when she did what she did, it was as though a hammer hit just at the right spot. And I found it felt like I broke into 1,000 little pieces. It took a long time for the Lord to help me put those pieces back together again. Little by little, bit by bit, piece by piece. But he did. And that's why I know and I can say with assurance that God is a master potter. And that the Lord is able to heal broken hearts and mend shattered spirits. In Christ, we find strength that helps us hold on, and peace that restores us, and love, love that heals. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, don't give up. Keep holding on to the hand of Jesus and walking in the power of the Spirit. Keep listening to the word of the Lord and trusting Him who has given us new life. Even if no one else cherishes the treasure within you, hold on to it like it's precious. Knowing Christ is the greatest treasure anyone could hold, and it has been placed within each one of us to be kept forever. That is the beauty of being clay jars. Amen. Let us pray. O Holy God, we thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, O God, for creating us, molding and making and fashioning us after your will, and then putting the treasure of your word within. We pray, Lord, that more and more we may cherish that word and live by your word and shine your light through your word. Use even us, we pray, as your servants this day. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen.